Yes, I'll show you later. You are in it. You and Avdov are in it. You not to be a video. On Gateway Pundit. You know who watch Gateway Pundit? At least a few hundred thousand for sure, maybe even a million. And you were there. All right, let's learn. You're the first ones to be seen in the video. Mr. Cohen, thank you for the coffee. Thank you for setting up all the equipment.
Today
let's learn.
Your side,
the second, how many Hidrachas are there? He dies every day. We have his yard at least 10 times a year. How many times can he die already? All right. Okay. Let's learn. Let's start with Pasuk Zayin. Let's finish up the Mizmar today. Mizmar Mem, page 368. Yoshoimu al Ekev Basham. We started this on Friday. Yoshoimu, may they be obliterated, or may they be put to shame. Well, it really means to be obliterated. Lashon of Shemama, Shemamon. May they be desolate, al ekev bashal. We learned on Friday two translations of the word al ekev. Ekev can simply mean because of, it's an expression, or here it means more, take more literally, al ekev means because of their derech. We don't just say because of. Our enemies should be obliterated, al ekev, but al ekev bashtam, because of the shame that they have cast upon us. Okay, so Al-Ekev would then be translated simply as because of. Bashtam, their shame. Now, what does it mean, their shame? It's a continuation of the previous psukim where our enemies have attempted with great effort and will to bring upon the Jewish people shame. So Bashtam here is to be understood because of their attempt to shame us, may they become punished, may be punished and destroyed. And then we explain it further. Those who say about me, hooray, hooray. Okay, let's finish up. Yosisu v'yismchu b'chol kol b'vakshecha. May take joy. Two different expressions of joy. Sosoin and simcha. Notice here we have the two words together. It's not all that open. We have two words together. There is yosisu, sos, and then, which is miloshin sosoin, and then v'yismchu and simcha. Sometimes simcha comes first. Sisu v'simchu b'simcha satora. That expression, the word sason, comes first. And that's pretty much what it says over here. Yosisu v'yismchu b'cha in you, komavak shecha, all those that seek out you, Hashem. And sometimes we have simcha v'sason yimotsu ba. One of the haftaras.
Simcha yitzel
v'sason tuvalun. Excellent. Ki b'simcha yitzel v'sason tuvalun. And then there's another pasuk of there are other psukim. I don't have them on my tongue. There are other psukim. This is a very common. This is a very big topic. What exactly is the difference between the word sason and simcha? There are many perushim. One of the more popular explanations is that the word sason refers to a joy that comes when you begin a new project, when you go to a Chanukah sabayis, when one goes to a cornerstone laying ceremony. When you begin a new project, there is sosai. No, so that doesn't work. That doesn't work so well because I'm trying to say, I think the Vilna Gaon says this idea is that simcha is when you conclude a project. We have simchas haTorah. Why is it called simchas haTorah? Because we conclude the Torah, we finish the Zoysa Bracha, we conclude. Simcha, sosa refers to something fresh, a child. Sos onoichi al imroisecha kimaitse shalom rav. That pasuk we apply to a bris milah. Shalol rav. Where else do we have the word sosain? Okay, sasain is a joy that comes when you begin a project. A baby. What does it say? What, which bracha? By chuba, ashabara sasayim the simcha.
Chasad
yosis olayach elokoch kimsois chasad. Excellent. Tamari, that you hit the nail on the head. We cannot get a better pasuk. Yosis olayach elokoch kimsois chasad al kalot. It's new, fresh. Okay, chasad is so happy. Go talk to him 25 years later.
By the way, there's one line of the difference between sus and simcha right here. Your sisu, the simcha, sisu, the bayo, baha simcha, the balev.
Oh, okay, so Mordechai is pointing out that the malm has a different interpretation. Okay, and you look in the Be'er HaMilah, so Mordechai Mintz is giving us a very important marim makoim. Hasisa bipoal is in the world of reality and action, whereas the hasimcho who believe, k'moshe pirashti b'kalam kamas. So indeed, there are many, many interpretations. The interpretation I just mentioned before, I believe that's from the Vilna Goyim. And the Vilna Goyim himself probably says, you know, in different contexts, he says different things. And that's just one very popular interpretation, that Sosoin is at the beginning of a new project. As Tamari pointed out, Yosis Olaich Elokech Kimsois Chosn Al Kala. Chosn Al Kala is fresh. It's a new relationship. Simcha, Simchas Torah, is when you conclude the Torah. And Mordechai is pointing at a different interpretation, is that Sosoin is action, is a joy that is expressed in action, whereas simcha is a joy that is within the heart, a degree of satisfaction. We gave a whole shiur on this, on Sukkot. Sukkot is called V'hayisa Ach Sameach. What exactly is the meaning of simcha? So we tried very hard to explain that simcha means satisfaction. Satisfaction doesn't necessarily mean you're jumping around for joy. You have Yinene Miyagiyas Kapav. Okay, but anyway, over here it is interesting that over here we have a pasuk, another pasuk. There aren't that many pasukim in Tanakh that put these two words together. And even when we do put the two words together, which word goes first? I mean, and that also is very telling in what the words mean in its context and how they're used. Here also we have to recognize that it's in the future tense, and the future tense also has an impact upon what the pasuk is trying to say. In any event, it says Yosisu v'yismichu v'cha, may they have joy and two different forms of joy in you, kol mevak shecha, all those that seek you, Hashem, yoimu yisamid, may they seek continuously yigdal Hashem, may they seek Hashem, oyavei teshua secha, those who love your salvation. That's the last pasuk, we'll come back and explain. V'ani, oni v'yavion Hashem yachashav li, we spent some time on this on Friday. We just touched upon the Mitzvot and Rashi, and we'll do now some other Mefarshim. I humble myself before you, Hashem. And here again, we have something very unique. We have two words, Oni ve'Evyon. And we mentioned on Friday, there are two different types of people that are poor. There's an Oni. An Oni has at least dignity. He has not yet lost his dignity. In Evyo, in Chazal, say it's Toev Lakol. He doesn't have the basics. He is homeless. And he doesn't have the basic necessities of life.
Destitute.
On Purim, we have a mitzvah to give Matonos Lo Evyoinim, not to give Sedoko Lo Aniyim. That's not what Purim is about. Chazal was very precise. It doesn't say anywhere in the Megillah you're supposed to give Sedoko Law aniyim. The word tzedakah is used in connection with the word an oni, and when it comes to an evyon, the word is a matana. You don't give a matana to an oni. Why not? Because an oni has dignity. Oni comes to shul. He wears a suit, a tie, a hat. He looks good. Everything is fine. You don't really know what's going on behind the scenes. You don't know that he lost his job. And he can't sleep at night because he can't pay his bills. So when he comes and he seeks assistance, he doesn't want to take a gift, because a gift it's shameful to take handouts. He takes a loan. The word tzedakah, Chazal tell us, the word tzedakah has many different meanings. What are the different ways to give tzedakah? The goal of tzedakah is always to bring about the least shame to the recipient. Mm-hmm. Whereas a matana, who cares about shame? Give me a gift. Just give me. I don't care about my shame. Just give me. So the word tzedakah is used exclusively with regard to an ani. The word matana is used in connection with an evyon. An evyon doesn't have any dignity, and he's very happy for someone just to put money in his hands in public. It doesn't make a difference. Korim, it's called in the Megillah, matonois lo evyonim, not tzedakah lo evyonim. When it comes to aniyim, the typical term in Chazal, maybe there's a pasuk also that says you give tzedakah lo aniyim. And tzedakah has this flavor of dignity. Don't just throw him money. You give him the money, you provide his needs in a dignified way to help him get himself back on his feet and become independent once again. There are people, Rahman al-Itslam, that are avyoinim. They're not even capable of that. This is we always talk about this thing, come back to this thing, is that the biggest mistake of these governments, communism, socialism, totalitarianism, whatever, all these different types of government, is they all work on the principle that they're going to outsmart God. They think they can create an economic system where no one, well, if it's make-believe, of course, where no one is poor. Truth is, everyone is poor.
That's the theory.
That's that no one, it says explicitly in the Torah, ki lo yechtal evyoin mikerev arts. This is in scripture. This is the DNA of this world. There will always be people in this world that are called evyoinim, which cannot help themselves. There's nothing they can do to help themselves, and they need to be the recipients of gifts of matonis, and it is society's obligation to help these people. Ki lo yechdal evyoin mikerev haaretz. They should put that on the United Nations, on the wall when you walk in, to acknowledge that reality. And when that reality is understood, and there's no way we can possibly create a perfect world where you're going to redistribute the wealth in such as it's not going to work. There's going to be people who are in the category of evyoinim, and you have to let the world exist where they're going to be givers. And unfortunately, there are people that just, that's how it is. You see yourself. You see what we see. People,
nations,
exactly, homeless shelters, there are people, it's terrible rahmanis. They just don't, they're not capable. They don't have the tools, they don't have the koichos hanefesh. That's the way Hashem, not their fault, chas v'shalom, that's the reality, and there has to be such a acknowledgement. And there also has to be a system where people can't take advantage. People who are capable should go out and make a life for themselves. But there does exist such a principle, and to appreciate the difference between the word evyoin and the word oni, and it's not common where the two words go together. Just like it's not common in Pasuk Yitzayin that it's not for these two words of sosoin and simcha to go together, it's not so common for oni and evyoin to go together. Maybe you want to go make a drasha, you'll see the word yosisu corresponds to oni, and simcha corresponds to an evyoin.
A complicated thing, there is a rush also.
It's a rush. A rush is a port right. What is a rush? Okay? Well, Rush Limbaugh was one of the richest people in America. Okay? He was phenomenally wealthy. Phenomenally wealthy. His third wife was Yerush, all his money. He didn't have any children. His third wife got all his money, unbelievable. And okay, so what exactly is a rush? I always tell you that story. When I was in yeshiva, you'll love this. Menachem will love this. When I was in yeshiva, I would come after second shift. Second, he was a guy, a brilliant, brilliant guy. This guy is a very complicated person, too complicated for me. And he would come and he would say, Chaim Berlin, you know, there's the Rosh HaYeshiva. And the Olam, you know, in those days, he should be gesund and well. He's not well, he's a Refuah Shleima. He was very dynamic, very charismatic. He was the life of the party, the life of the yeshiva. Everything revolved around him. And the Olam, they called him in short, the Rosh. The Rosh. What did the Rosh say today? What did the Rosh, who did the Rosh scream at today? Really, he used to scream a lot. Who did the Rosh, what did the Rosh say in Shir today? Where's the Rosh? The Rosh. So this guy comes in second Seder, all right, and he says to me, you know what the Rosh said? He said about Clinton, and the Rosh said about this. I said, what? What are you talking about? Since when does the Rosh get involved in politics? Since when? He tells me about this scandal and that scandal. And I'm really scratching my head. Like, what? Are we talking about the same person? And then I came to realize, it took me a while, he was talking about Rosh Limbaugh. And I thought he was talking about the Rosh. Okay, there's the Rosh, and there's the Rosh. And there's no common ground between the Rosh and the Rosh. He's talking about Rosh. It's after second, you know, Rosh Darshan, 12 to 3 in those days, right? 12 to 3. He just came back from a lunch listening to the Rosh. And I listened to the Shir, the Rosh. We're living in two different worlds. He's telling about the Rosh. All right, as a sidetrack.
I had a Rebbe who would say, let's rush through the Ron and run through the Rosh.
Oh, rush to the Ron and run to the Rosh. Yeah, I remember that. Right. I know someone told it also. Right. Anyway, we have two words. Rav Kalman is asking a good question. What exactly, where does the Rosh? Ula Rosh ain kol kiyim. Kiyim. The Kishon, the ain kol he has his wife. That was to David. Nasan Hanavi gave a musa to David. Ain kol. He has nothing. Ain kol. Exa. How does the Rosh fit into this spectrum of the Oni and the Evyoi? It's a good kasha, has to be understood. Where does the Rosh fit into this? But it's extremely rare. If we do a search on the computer, we would find that it's extremely rare to have both the Ani and the Evyoin together in the same pasuk.
But you have
Ani v'Rosh Hatzdiku. Oh, Ani v'Rosh Hatzdiku. So the word Rosh is similar to the in kol, similar to the Evyoin. But there has to be a difference. It can't be not exactly the same. It has to be. Anyway, it is rare. It's weird that the two come together. Hashem, Yachashav li Ezrasi. Hashem, consider. And this is very in the word Yachashav. Consider li, consider me. Come. In other words, think about me. You know, what is the difference between saying is Zochreini, remember me? On the Yom Noirohim, we focus on Zochreinis. We focus on Zichroinus, Zochreini, Yizkor Elokim es Nishmas. We say the word, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remember. Then we have a word of Pekidah. V'Hashem Pokad Esoro Kasher Amor. Pekidah. That's another type. So typically Chazal say the difference between Zichira and Pekidah is Zichira means just to remember, think about us, and Pekida is take action, where the remembrance of a person, a subject, results in action. Now, with that in mind, we have a new word in our vocabulary of Yachashov Li, which means Machashov, a thought. Where does the word Yachashov fit in the spectrum of Zichira and Pekida? Consider. Good morning, Baruch. Baruchim Haboim. Baruch Habo. Yachashav Li. Okay, so this is a very interesting expression. We have to analyze this. Let's look a little more over here in a moment. Ezrasi Umefalti Oto. Again, another two words. Notice the poetic repetition. David over here is really pulling out all of his weapons. David is pulling out all of his resources, all of his vocabulary. Everything is repeating. Two different types of salvation. There is Ezra and there is Plita, a plate, a Sheiris a Plita. Two different words. There is Ezrasi Umefalti Oto. You are the source of my Ezer, okay? Melech Ezer Umoshia Umogain Umefalti. You are the source, in our vocabulary, almost means the same thing. You're the source of my assistance, my escape. Eloikai al ta'achar, do not delay. Okay, now let's take a look Let's run to the Rashi's very quickly because we really did most of the Rashi's. We run to the Rashi's very quickly and then we'll go look at some, look at the Radak and the Malbim. So first it says of the Pasuk, back on the previous, on the previous page. Okay, we did this, we're going to review very quickly.
Yeah, we did.
I know we did, so we review because in the context of what we review today, on page 368, it says the word Yoshoimu. Yismihu. Okay, so we said before that not everyone agrees to the Mitzudais. The Mitzudais translate the word Yoshoimu to mean, it means obliteration. Obliteration. Shemama. Desolation. Destruction. That's not what it says here. According to Rashi, it means yismihu. It means they should be in a state of bewilderment. According to Rashi, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're gone. According to the Mitzvah Stavit, it means they no longer cease to exist. We did it very quickly. Next, it means to be in a state of bewilderment. Next, al ekev bashtam kishikablu bashtam al ekev. When they receive shame. It's also different than what I said before from the Mitzvahs. When they receive their shame, al ekev. What do you mean al ekev? Al means hakol b'mida, because of their path, they will receive. In other words, this is the predecessor to go woke, go broke. Mm. Right? That's the other expression today in the news. They say that a lot today. Go woke, go broke. All these institutions, all these mishugoyim who go and they go down that path, it takes them to nowhere, and they're no good
because of the backlash.
Everything. It's a melchemes Hashem. You're gonna fight against Hashem. This whole concept of wokeness is mamish is a chil Hashem. It's a melchemes Hashem. All different. Facets of this concept, and the end is, like they say, go woke, go broke. A company that adopts, embraces these policies, the end is, you hear about them a couple of months later, they're going out of business, they're bankrupt. It's incredible, there's corruption, there's this, there's that. So guess what? David HaMelech already said that right here. The predecessor of go woke, go broke is al ekev bashtam. Kishe yikablu, when they will receive, the bashtam is broke, and ekev is the footsteps, the derech, like an ekev, the hoyo ekev tishmun, the footsteps, the heel,
footprints, when you
travel, you go down this path, you know what the end is? Boishas. Embarrassment, shame, or desolation, nothingness, broke. You want to go down this derech of Meshagas? Kishe yekablu, when they will receive boshtam, their shame, al ekev, because of the path they have chosen in life. Hakol b'mida shem modadu uvaderech shaholchu lemuli, mida k'neged mida, they took a path to travel against Hashem, and Rashi explains exactly, al ekev kimo v'ik voisecha loy no'odu. Your footsteps are not firm. They're not, you're not standing firm. The word no'odu means to stand firm. Tz'ilach b'ikvei hatzoyim, kulam loshon midrach kaf rogel, footsteps. Rabbi Chol, you told us, you did this, you told us this on Friday. Al Ekev, these different expressions you told us. Okay, so therefore, this is over here, very beautiful pshat, what it means over here of Rashi's interpretation. They will receive their boishas, Al Ekev, because of the path they've chosen in life. Next Rashi, we discuss, they take joy and they say these words, He'och. If you look at the Targum says Zaminan li chadena al tavre chadena al sigufe. Okay, he adds in, it means chadena means to rejoice. Chadi means to rejoice. The Targum seems to be saying that the word he'och means let's rejoice on their brokenness, and let's rejoice on sigufe, that their person's pain, his brokenness. Two different expressions. The words to be saguf in Aramaic means to be broken. He uses two different words. It's a very interesting Targum, because the Targum is adding words into the pasuk that it does not say. But he does say the word he'och means rejoice. See, some of the Mefarshim, they say the word he'och is just like we said last week, hippipure. It was the expression that the Crusaders shouted when they killed Jews, when they conquered Yerushalayim. It's just a short expression which doesn't really have any meaning. It's just like you say yeah, like you scream. You go to a baseball game, and when the player hits a home run, so the fans, they cheer. What do they cheer? They make animal sounds. They make animal sounds. So it's an animal sound. Ha'och. Ha'och. It's an animal sound that you just give out in order to rejoice. But the Targum says no. The Targum says the word ha'och is a word. It's what it seems to be saying. It's the word which means to rejoice. There must be a shoresh for this word. And rejoice over our destruction. Rejoice over our pain, our suffering. Period. Now we go to the next pasuk in the Rashi. Rashi says, "Kol ani ve'evyon shebetilim." This we did not yet do. We did not yet do this on Friday. When it says "ani ve'evyon shebetilim," okay, notice as we did this many times in Rashi in the first one, they don't call this sefer tehillim. They did not have the hay. Okay, how did the hay enter into the word, into the books? They always refer to tilim. Tilim. Kol ani ve'evyon shebetilim. Even it's a soft shebetilim. Einay Ela Keneged Yisrael is referring to the Jewish people. We over here, it's very important, so that we are the Ani and the Evyon. We acknowledge regarding to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that without Hashem we have nothing. Yachashavli.
So this is. Yeah.
Because
hey is missing.
He so puts the Dagesh in the Lamed.
The Tehillim, okay. Because Shabbat, Hey Lamed Lamed.
Hey Hillel.
So Chasrei Halel.
Halel, okay.
So the Hey is missing, that's why the
Dagesh goes in the line. Very good, very good. Shabbat Silim. Okay. Elo, I know you should ask me next. Yachashav Lim. This is a very important Rashi. Yitain Li Lev Lachshoiv Ani Yusi Ve'ev Yoinusi Lehoi Shieni. So, again, it's a very hard word. What does it mean, Yachashav? I mean, we like to say in English, consider. Consider my request. When people do fundraising, okay, if you ever do fundraising, fundraising is the most unpleasant, well, depends on who. Some are expert fundraising people who have incredible talent. I once watched some TED Talks. You know what TED Talks are? It's like the Jewish version of Torah Anytime.
They're Jewish?
No, it's terrible. TED Talks is by the Goyim, it's the biggest gedula. To be zoiche, to give a shiur on TED Talks? TED. What?
It's a technology part, right?
No. TED, what does it stand for? TED, I don't know what it stands for. No, it's like mamish, Torah Anytime for the Goyim.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's Torah Anytime for the Goyim. I tell them, you should sit the whole day and analyze TED Talks and copy them. And whatever they do, copy. Because they know what they're doing. They have an app, and they have, I mean, it's the biggest gedula. You check it out, go online, you check it out. I used to listen to the car a lot, to TED Talks. Today, they all the talks are all woke. The apikursus there is noyed of oyim, the apikursus. But if you search through, they have, who knows, I don't know, 100,000, it's like Torah Anytime. They have like thousands and thousands of shiurim. By real big personalities, world personalities. A lot of this is not an Irishkeit, but the people who speak, you know, they prepare, they put a lot of effort into it, and many of them are they're at the top of their field. And it's a big gedul by the Goyim to be zoiche, to give a shmooze. Each lecture is like 10 minutes. They're all very short, between 10 and 15. There must be, who knows, you can't even begin to count how many lectures they have. Okay, you make a playlist, you go in the car, you go travel to Boston for 3 hours, so you can listen to a good 20, 30 of them, one after the other, on a certain topic, and it's very interesting. Okay, so I once listened to a collection of shiurim on TED Talks going fundraising, and it's fascinating. It's just some of the biggest, most successful fundraisers in the Goyish world. And they tell you their techniques. and they tell you the psychology of how it works. Every Jewish fundraiser should listen to all of these lectures. And they're all short. They're like, and there's a tremendous, tremendous chokhmah which goes into how to fundraise, how to do it in a dignified way, not to just be a schnorrer. And this is a word that is very popular in fundraising. Consider. Consider. It's a very interesting word, consider. And that word is the word that with a simile fits best to the word yachashavli. Okay? So that's in the past tense. Right, that's very good. That's a very good, fascinating to go into, to cross-examine that expression with this to get a better appreciation of what it means over here. But here he says, Hashem yachashavli. Over here, David is doing fundraising. He's doing fundraising. He's saying, Hashem, consider. Consider my request. See, in fundraising, you're saying fundraising is you have to, you can't be a beggar. You have to enter the person's mind and let the people who you're extracting money from feel that they are the ones that are taking the initiative. They are the ones, it's like their project. If you go and you say, this is my baby, I just need money and I'm coming to extract, when you're not looking, I'm gonna pull money out of your bank account, it's not gonna work. They're not gonna give. When you get people involved and you put into their, even though they do absolutely nothing, but you let them think in their mind, this is your initiative. This is your idea, it's your project, your name is on it, and it's you. Then it becomes personal, and then these people, where their name is part of it, and they have a say, and they're made to feel that it's their child, then it's different. That's what Yachashavli means. It's when you say to Hashem, remember me, Zochreini, remember me. In other words, you're saying, Hashem, you owe me. I have merit. I've done good things. You set up a world where this world you promise that if you do a mitzvah, you're rewarded, or if you do the right thing, there's a certain protocol. So zochreini, you know, remember us. When you say pokdeini, it means Hashem, take action. We don't have time for this. We don't have time for all the formalities. We need results right now. When you say the word yachashav, it's a much more delicate word. You're saying to Hashem, you know, I'm not coming to make demands that you owe me anything. I'm not telling you to take action. I'm telling you, you take the initiative. And Rashi, to a degree, he says something very interesting. Yitain li leiv, lachashoiv, and yusi the evyonusi lohashieni. The word yitain li leiv means, Hashem, you should basically, On your own, you should open up your heart, and it should be that this is your project. I'm not asking you for money. I'm making you aware of the situation, and I'm trying to work on you that you should have a heart to say, you know what? There's a problem in this world, and I, Hashem, are going to take the initiative and help out these poor people and find the solution for the anim and the avyonim. And I don't do this. It's not like, oh, I made a request and I'm the big fundraiser and now everyone's going to come praise me. Wow, how do you go? You get out of Hashem all this money. No. It's ki'ilu. I did nothing. And it was a gvir, the other end of the world. He heard about our organization and he likes what we do. And he got up and he decided on his own that I want to put my name on this project and I want to be the sponsor. It's not that I went and I snored money out of him. You're attempting to tell the sponsor, we're going to make it such that this is yours. And that's what Rashi says. Yitain li, leif. Let's create, but in you, Hashem, a heart, where
I think what he means is that Hashem nechshav li as my help and my ezratim.
Right, Hashem is the one. It's
not Hashem yachshav. I should think.
No.
I should think that Hashem nechshav li. He is Hashuv.
You say you would leave Lulu.
As my help and my...
So Rav Kalman is suggesting very different than what I'm trying to suggest. It's very different. You're saying with me, you're saying leave literally. Hashem gives me a recognition. You're saying very complicated pshat. I don't think it's so complicated. No, so you, I hear what you say. You're saying with me, you're saying very, you know, let's try this stuff different. You're saying an idea. I'm trying to say the word li does not mean literally me. It means concerning me. Yitain, Hashem grant for you a heart concerning the situation, which is me. Li, I'm translating the word li, does not mean literally me. Li here means concerning me. Yitain, grant yourself, Hashem, a heart, a lev, li, concerning, relating to the situation at hand that we have here, poor people who need help, and mimele, you, Hashem, will take the initiative to bring about salvation. That's fundraising at its best. That's fundraising, that's an advanced form of fundraising. When you do fundraising, you create, you work on people with sophistication in order to that it should be there. You make the sponsors, the donors aware of a situation, and you touch on their heart, on their heart, that they should want to be the ones now who are going to take the initiative and feel it's their project in order to accomplish something very great in this world. Okay, that's how I'm trying to translate the word over here and say that's the difference between the word Yachashav and Zichroinus and Pekida. Rav Kalman is saying something much more complicated. He's saying is that a person, that you ask Hashem that I personally should become aware of how much Hashem you do for me. You should give me, literally me, a heart to realize Lachashoy, that I should think, not you. That's the difference of how you translate the word Lachashoy. According to Rav Kalman, the word Lachashoy means that I should think. I'm translating it that Hashem should think. That I now acknowledge that it's all of my salvation, all of the how poor and destitute I really am, and how much you, Hashem, come to my aid.
Maybe David meant both ways.
Both ways, certainly. Okay, certainly. I think, right, look at the Simsei Zekanin. It says what I said. The Simsei Zekanin seems to say, Nirisha Kain Tzolch Lema Barashi Zal, Yitain Leif Lachashoiv Li Ani Yusi. That's what I said. I think that's what I was trying to say. Li here does not mean literally me. Li means concerning me. And Rashi is teaching you the ultimate form of fundraising. Again, the ultimate form is you go to a donor, you make him aware of a situation, you make him aware that you are a type of person that when he sees such a thing, is cut out to be a person who will take an initiative to help. And we're just here to do all the work for you. But something that you are going to do. It's going to be your project, your role. We'll do all the work for you. But it's you who need to, wow, look at what's going on in this world. Look at the problem. I can help. This is what I like to do. I like to do these type of things. Okay? Like, I know a certain person is very big into mental health. Very, very big into mental health. Because see, whatever, he's very aware for personal reasons about mental health issues. And indeed, someone approached him and brought to his awareness a certain situation where people are in very great need, and you know, money can solve many problems. And he manipulated him that it's exactly this mahalach. He knows that this person gives money for mental health, and he didn't ask him, can you give us money? What he does is he showed him a situation that is ongoing, and there is a solution. There is not no solution to anything, but there is a technique that is under exploited there's a technique that can be done, which can bring a lot of relief, and we just need a lot of money to implement this. And maybe now that you know there are people that are suffering and you're aware of what could be done, so why don't you, who is a very generous person and a person who has a reputation for being very concerned about mental health, look at the situation. Look at this. Are you aware of this situation? Are you aware that this technique really helps people? Why don't you take it upon yourself to put these two together, now that you're aware of the situation and aware of the solution, to take the initiative? And by the way, we have a whole network ready to jump in and to help you. Yes, yes, yes. How much do you need? $1 million? Yeah, all right. Here you go. Here's the money. Take care of it. That is fundraising. That is what it means over here, yachashavli. You don't say to Hashem, Hashem, I'm poor. Zochreini, remember me. Give me $100. Give me $1,000. Pokdeini, you know, Hashem, help me go and talk to a government official to go. He should put me the head of the line and get me some government program, government entitlement. I'm waiting online for Section 8, right? So push me in front of the line. You know someone in the government. No, that's cheap. That's low class fundraising. That's low class. Zochreini Pogdeni. A high class fundraising is Yachashavli. Yachashavli. Hashem, there's a problem. Are you aware of the problem? Well, maybe not. Let me make you aware of all the details. Let me also make you aware of a technique that works, that has a history of working. Now that you know the problem and you know the solution, and you butter up, you know, and you're a person that's a reputation to care. This is a project that's close to your heart. You have all the tools now, Hashem. Do it. Consider. Oh, that's high class. That's upper class. That's the way you do fundraising, upper class fundraising. TED Talk. Go listen to the TED Talks. That's how you do it. All the fundraising, they all know these tricks. there are dirty tricks. And there are good tricks. All the different types of techniques. One ugly business. Yeah.
In a lot of organizations, the business offices, you have a problem, you want a solution. Come with the problem and come with your solution.
Yeah, that's many techniques. It all depends on the situation. I know someone, he told me many years ago, he went, I don't want to say which organization, he came, they hired him a consultation. They were very desperate what to do. Very desperate. So he told them what to do. He decided, he met with all the heavyweights of the organization. This is a very famous organization. He told me firsthand. He actually sat down in the shul, and he told me firsthand, and he told me they literally said to him, you're crazy. These ideas are just nonsense, outrageous. Goodbye. I don't even want to even pay for the consultation fee. And then he said to me, 2 years later, he gets an invitation to a dinner, and exactly what he told them to do is what they were doing. And he was telling me exactly, and like he takes the certain type of thing. Yeah, maybe I'll tell you about Menachem soon. He takes credit for this type of technique, whatever it is. It's not so complicated, but it's interesting. It's an idea. Basically, the idea is, all right, no, there's not a shoe on fundraising. Another time. Yachashavli, hafeichba, dekulaba. Okay, you look in Tehillim, David HaMelech, you study the words of Tehillim, you study the words of Rashi. Everything is merumis in the words of Chazal. Let's look over here at the Radak, and these psukim. Let's look at Radak. Okay, we're going to go very quickly because, on page 369, Yoshoimu Aleke Boshtam, Yi Elohem Shi Mamoin. Okay, Bishar Boshtam, Shem Mavaishim Oisi Be'etzorasi. This is the way I translated when we started the share today. Okay, I told you because the grammar of this pasuk is not smooth. You have to struggle. The Radak clearly translates it the way that we started. When it says boshtam, their shame, it does not mean that they are put to shame. Rather, it means their attempt to put me to shame, like it said in the previous Pesukim. Okay, that's not a literal translation. That doesn't fit literally into the pasuk. I mean, it's very hard to translate these words. Rashi clearly disagreed. Rashi says boshta means, no, their shame, their churban. Bring upon them their churban, let them become a Rashi says let them become bewildered, boshtam, when they receive shame in recognition of al-Ekev, because of their corrupt derech, their footsteps in life. It really fits perfectly with the expression I told before of go woke, go broke. The word broke, the word boshtam is broke. It's the shame of nothingness. You have nothing in this world. That's a very big shame. You have nothing to show for yourself. And why do you have nothing to show for yourself? Because al-Ekef, you took a path of nonsense. Okay, but that's not what it says in the Radak. The Radak says they should become destroyed when they call al-Ekef in punishment. Al-Ekef means nida, kineged nida, because of the rishis, their wickedness in trying to subdue, to suppress me, crush me, and humiliate me. They would say, now that the end of the pasuk makes a lot of sense, they would say, he'och och, simcha, simcha, v'chein he'och rasa einenu. Our eyes saw with joy. Ekev, perusha, socher. Ekev, he learns, Ekev means, Ekev tishmun, in punishment. They should become yashaymu, they should become destroyed. Ekev, in punishment, boshtam, for their attempt to put me to shame. Okay, next page 371. Yosisu v'yismichu. Ha'oivim yashaymu. Our enemy should become, we will rejoice when we witness the desolation of our enemies. V'chol mevakshecha yismichu v'sam yamirin l'ashem v'tam yigdal ki ba'asoysay ha'nisim ha'chasodim hu miskadel shmai v'oilam v'oimer god la'ato v'yoysen nifloys ki ba'asoysay ha'nisim ha'chasodim l'm Vak shav kilu hu gadol b'mashahayu b'ene kam b'nei adam sheyom olav gadol hu yosin flos. Hakadosh Baruch Hu becomes great. Yiskadal v'yiskadash mei rabba. That's really what we say kaddish every single day. V'hiskadilti v'hiskadishti. In the haftorah of on the first is I think the first day Sukkos. Which is the haftorah? The first day Sukkos. I think it's the first day of Sukkos. The after v'cheskel v'hiskadilti v'hiskadishti yiskadal v'yiskadash or yiskadel v'yiskadesh. The Mishnah Berurah says yiskadel v'yiskadesh. I think most people say yiskadal v'yiskadash. Yiskadel is Hebrew, and yiskadal v'yiskadash is Aramaic. All of the kemat, the whole kaddish, is said in Aramaic. So therefore, for all, everything is Aramaic. So you would say yiskadal v'yiskadash. However, since some say no, the first two words should be said in Hebrew, Lashon HaKodesh, so then you would say Yiskadel the Yiskadesh. And I have a right to that. I once wondered, why would you want to say the first two words in Hebrew, not say in Aramaic? So I saw somewhere something very interesting is that there are 10 expressions of praise in Kaddish. Yiskadal the Yiskadash, Shmei Rabo. Yisparach, v'yishtabach, v'yispa'ar, v'yishremam, v'yisnaseh, v'yisador, v'yisaleh, v'yishalom. So there are a grand total of 10 expressions of praise.
All of them goes with the patach.
So eight of them go, because eight of them are Aramaic. There's no doubt about it that the last eight are Aramaic. So therefore the argument is that the first two should be the same, which I think most people do. That's what I do. Where I daven, Chaim Berlin, that's what they do. Chaim, they say Yiskadal. The only one that says Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh is the Baal Tfila on the Yomim Noiroim, a Musaf. He says Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh, and the whole year everyone says Yiskadal v'Yiskadash. But in any event, so I saw in a good sefer that the 10 expressions of correspond to the Aseres HaDibros. Now this is not a cheap vort. you have to appreciate what the words mean and match them up to the Aseres HaDibros with depth. If there is truth to that, if that is a word which maybe there's a medrash, I don't know, it can't be a medrash, it's a modern thing, Kaddish can't be a medrash, but if there is some element of truth to that, and it's not just a make-believe word, and there is really a correlation between the 10 expressions of praise to the Aseres HaDibros, if, then we can appreciate why the first two would be different. Because the first two Dibros were spoken directly from Hashem to Klal Yisrael, whereas the other eight were spoken through Moshe, intermediary.
Yeah.
So in order to bring out that point, that we heard the first two Dibros, Onochi Hashem Lekecha, and Lo Yiyeh L'cho Elohim Achirim Al Ponoi, was said by Hashem directly, you say that in Hebrew, to bring out Lashon HaKodesh, the language of Hashem. The other eight Dibros, it was given to Klal Yisrael through an interpreter, through Moshe Rabbeinu, a Meturgamon. And a Meturgamon is in Aramaic, right? The Targum. The Targum, you translate, you distill the intensity of Lashon HaKodesh into Aramaic, so that those eight expressions would be in Aramaic. Okay, that is the only thing that's a little satisfying, is to understand why there should be a difference between the first two words and the last. Again, the common reason why the first two words are different is because it's a pasuk in Yechezkel, which is B'loshon HaKodesh. The other eight expressions are not in the pasuk. The first two of V'hiskadilti V'hiskadishti, that's in Hebrew. So those are the only two of the 10 expressions in the Kaddish, the only two that are found in Scripture, are Yiskadal v'Yiskadash. The other eight, Yisporach v'Yishtabach, it's not based on the pasuk, it's based on Chazal took words, obviously, they come from Hebrew words, and they took words, so therefore to show the distinction between the pasuk and Yecheskel, and the other expressions, so they were to be said in Hebrew. Let us ask our expert, Gabbai Emeritus, Rav Baruch Horowitz, what was the opinion of Rabbi Zisalt?
He changed.
What do you mean he changed?
For approximately about 15 years.
Approximately. A little louder?
First, approximately 15 years or so, he had a yeshiva and he had a shul. He said Yiskadel.
Yiskadel, Hebrew?
Then he changed to Yiskadal. I never asked him more.
He changed from Yiskadel to Yiskadal after 15 years. In the article Siddur, it says Yiskadal. Okay, all of the articles Siddurim says Yiskadal. Okay, I think article had a very big impact. Also, the machleik with the gross. See, that's a big, big tome of Maaser Rav. There are witnesses supposedly who will swear by their life either Yiskadal v'Yiskadash or Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh. There's no hachra what the gross did, because they fight, they literally fight like cats and dogs. What did the Gra actually do? And we haven't known, maybe he switched. Not a kasha. In the Veltia. Yeah? Yiskadel. Okay, it sounds more yeshivish. Yiskadel, Yiskadei, Yishmei, Rabo. I daven mar of this past Mitzvah Shabbos. I never in my life daven such a long mess. I just sat there. A Myriv, it took like at least 35 minutes. 35 minutes to have a Myriv Mitzvah Shabbos.
Somebody showed me in the end that they're having a, I don't know where this Myriv is, but they're advertising it will be an 18 minute Myriv.
18 minutes. Not bad. Okay, I have a Myriv this Mitzvah Shabbos. I had to go somewhere. I walked somewhere and I fell into a shul. And the person who daven Myriv had yard sight. He was an old timer. I don't think he was aware of the time. And he davened for Hu Rachum Yechaper. It was slower than the Ilo Yom Kippur. And I'm sitting there. And the place is a greased out place. The place was so greased out. But I think even for them, it was a little bit like the person was like a Zokain. He lost sense of time. Wow, what a Myrif. Never forget that. But Yiskadel, Yiskadesh. So here we're getting over here into this idea of Okay, let's go further. Okay, this is okay, so it says the word Rashi over here says Viata Komashach Yermus Summit Yigdal Hashem. I want to finish up, I want to go far to the next Mizmar. Viata Yigdal Hashem. Okay, so I think what if you look at the flavor of the Radak. The Radak, he doesn't say the Pemole, so we can say our own Jush. Is what it means over here is that when Mashiach will come, the goal, the fulfillment of what Klal Yisrael has been saying for generations, for 2,000 plus years, Yiskadal v'yiskadash shmei rabo, it's going to happen. It will finally happen. Because the beginning of Kaddish is the word Yiskadal. That's so therefore, v'yoymru samid yigdal Hashem. And the Radak says, what do you mean yigdal? What does it mean yigdal Hashem? What after davening? Yigdal Elokim Chai v'yishtabach. Is that what he means? No, it means, he writes over here the words, exactly the whole sprach of what Kaddish is all about. Ki ba'soysay ha'nitzin ha'chasodim misgadel shemoy ba'olam v'oymer godolata v'oysen niflois. He doesn't quote the pasuk in Yechezkel v'hiskadilti v'hiskadishti, but it's exactly that same exact theme, is that when the people come to acknowledge and see the where the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in their lives on a detailed level, it will result in people will say, ah, yiskadal v'yiskadash shmei rabah. Okay, let's go further. V'ani v'ani oni v'av v'shoha yivav shoha. What? The 18-minute marav. It's not so bad. Oh, now I was in yeshiva in Tarvadas. I learned by Rabbi Belsky for a short time. And I remember him saying that. Is that the worst part of davening is, no, the worst, the most abused portion of davening is after they say Hashem Elokeichem Emes until Goal Yisrael. People have a tendency to go full turbo, full warp mode after the Shliach Tzibur says Hashem Elokeichem Emes. Until then, zhup. And then he says, why don't you ever read those words very slowly and carefully? They are so beautiful. They are, and then the next part, Alav Oseinu, those next paragraphs until you get to Baruch Atah Hashem Goal Yisrael are breathtakingly beautiful.
Those words deal with the verbs.
15. The 15 times. Yofer. By the Beis Hamikdash, the Shramalos, the 15 Shramalos, 15 steps going up, 15 Halalukas. But after that, go further. The Kayomes, you know, that whole section after you finish Kriya Shema until you come to Baruch Atah Hashem Goal Yisrael, there is a tendency in Klal Yisrael to zip it up so quickly. And what it says there is awesome. The beauty, the eloquence, the depth of those words, and that whole paragraph is just breathtaking. And he was really going on and saying what a chaval, and he, I don't know if he says that it's so kedai. At that point in davening, they should put up stop signs.
All the
way back from Kriya Shema. Okay, so we have over here. Let's finish up. Vani pasi yudches vani ani avobi shohaya melech ani viavion hu ben adam l'roif hitztorcho l'ezra sokel yisbrachul d'shuasay tamid. Look how humble this is. Go say this to lahavdil elef alfi avdolus, to a head of state. Did you ever see a head of state express some humility? Did you ever see the president of the United States express humility? Trump, yeah, you ever see Trump express humility? You ever see Biden? Biden says that this is the best economy in the world. Okay, and when he took office, gasoline was $5, and now it's only $3. Number one, it's not $3 now, it's almost $5 now. When he took office, it was $2. Okay, the lies. It's not only him, every head of state. You just make up lies. Gaiva. Gaiva. Lies. David HaMelech is one of a kind. David HaMelech says, I'm the Melech. And the derech of the Melech, boss of Adam, is Gaiva. And David HaMelech says, V'af alpi shohoya Melech. David HaMelech was not ashamed to express humility. Ani the Avion Hu Ben Adam. Leroyv Hitzorchoy Le'ezras due to his abundant need to come on to the grace of Hashem. He's not ashamed to express humility despite the fact that he is the Melech. You ever see, think about that. Try to go see a president of the United States at a State of the Union address to express a little bit of humility. Try, see, it doesn't go like that. Look at this mizmar. Yachashav li, yachashav lehetiv li, ule azreini, ule falteini b'chol esar. Look, Rav Kalman, this is your pshat. It's mamish what you have said. Well, not exactly, a little different. A little bit different. Lehetiv li, to do, lehetiv li, to be good to me, it's a little bit different. Uli Azraini, Lufalti Bukhol Eight Sarak, Ukvapirashi Yahashavli Bimilas Machvesecha, Oi Perush Yahashavli Hoini Shani Bosh, Hoini Shani Bo. The Kaparas of Onosai, Oi Perush Binin Lo Khoshav Enoish Kulama Shahya Beinecho Khoshavitoif. The Radach is acknowledging here the word Yahashav is a very difficult word to translate in this context. He's giving you three perushim, which he's splitting hairs. He's splitting hairs. First, he says it means kvar yachshali b'milas machshavei secha. Okay, it means, I don't know, you have to go back and see what he says. I've scouted what he says before. Yachashav ha'oini sha'ani boy. It means sins. I don't know. You have to. This is too difficult. We don't have time to go to try to analyze this. Whatever. It means my spiritual state. What, okay, let's leave it. We already gave a pshat. We gave a pshat, fundraising pshat. We'll leave with that. Elokei al ta'achar ki miyod toshieni kumo she'amar le'ezras yichusha. Swiftly come to my aid. Let's just take a look over here, maybe let's maybe just we'll finish off with a little chomes anoch. Okay, chomes anoch. Yosisu v'yismichu b'chol kol malak shecha efshe da'akavon yosisu v'yismichu al asher yosisu ki asimcha b'yasiyas mitzvah v'lis Hashem hi mitzvah yikras ho'erech. So what does it mean over here with the word yosisu? It means the joy of doing a mitzvah. Yosisu v'yismichu b'chol kol malak shecha efshe nugen da'akavon yosisu v'yismichu al asher Yosisu. I don't know what he means by that. Allah shall Yosisu. You shall take joy in that you take joy. Is that what he's saying? Yosisu. Ki asimcha ba'asiyas ha-mitzvah. Joy in the mitzvah is extremely valuable. Leiv. What does it say in the pasuk? In the end of Shulchan Aruch. Toiv leiv mishteh tamid. Doesn't say the word simcha there, but a toiv leiv, mishteh tamid. Right. V'yoymu tamid yigdal Hashem, we have the word tamid yigdal Hashem, lahavi meichin de gadlus, kev oyaveh teshuasech, lebeshvil, meichin gadlus means an expression, a Kabbalist expression, which means like machshavos, yichudim, whatever this means. Oyaveh teshuasech, chidog was a makubal. Loi beshvil atzmam elo lishmoi, for you, Hashem. Next, v'ani regarding myself, ani ve'evyoin Hashem. No, we are doing two perushim. According to Rashi, when it says ani ve'evyoin, it's a reference to Klal Yisrael. The Radak said the ani ve'evyoin here refers to David HaMelech himself. Malchus shehu b'chinasi. The Chaim V'Snach learns like what he says. Malchus v'gam kol malcha yishol kulam achuzei b'malchus k'moy shekasa Rabbeinu Harizal. Yachashav li yiyeh choshev kavanasi shalimutech ki ezrozim v'alti yotav alkein elkai altache. Kabbalistic stuff he's saying. He's saying Kabbalistic stuff. Alright, we'll leave it with this. And Mirtzim, tomorrow we will begin Mizmor Mem Aleph. I will take a break, and afterwards I want to do one more day on the Lashon HaKodesh, a carryover from last week's Sofa Achas. And we're going to learn today the Aleph Beis. Okay, let's learn today like we learn in kindergarten, the Aleph Beis, a couple of things.
Let me see. Are you familiar with so much, right? The amplifying, like using a microphone. on Shabbos. They hold, they have a special microphone out of town. Are you allowed to use it? Why you?
So the answer is probably going to be, the answer will generally be that technically speaking, according to halacha, they are heterim. But it is not in the spirit of the law.
I tell you what, there's a JNF conference out of town.
Yeah.
There's a rabbi going with them, and he says,